though our hope is frail. But fourth day, precious gracious, an excerpt from 47a. So going about the story of creation, story of Genesis, the last verse says, Vayichulu Hashemayim Vaoretz. Last verse of the last part, beginning of the last parsha. Vayichulu Hashemayim Vaoretz, and was completed the heavens and the earth, V'chol Svam and all of their hosts. Rabbi Elazar Potzach, Rabbi Elazar opened the discourse. Ma'arav Tuvcha Hashem Tzafan Tuli Recha. How great is your good that you hid for those that fear you. Pa'alta, that you accomplished the Chosim Bach for those that trust in you. Negev Ne'adam, opposite people. Togazi, come and see. Kutcher Bichu Bora Levar Nosh Ba'alma. Long blessed be he created a person in the world. Askin Le, and he set him up, the Mahavi Shlim Bepulchani, to be complete in his service. Astakna Orchoi, and to fix up his ways. Begin the Yiske Lenahara Ilah, in order he should merit his supernal light. The Gonez Kutcher Bichu Zadikai, that long blessed be he hid for the righteous. The person connects to it through doing the right thing, through serving Hashem. From what Tamar, as you find it, says, Ayin Laros Elokim Zulasecha. No eye has seen Hashem but you, Yasel Mechakalo, which will do someone who hopes for you. B'ma Yizkele the Ba'anosh Lahu Nehura, and with what will a person merit to that light? Be Raisa with the Torah. Because Hashem hid the light, where to hide it? In the Torah. So a person learns Torah, connects with that light. An infinite source. From this world of limitations, he connects with endless light. B'chol man nishtadol b'raisa b'chol yoma. Because anyone who strives in the Torah every day, Yizkele Mehavi Le Chulka Ba'almadasi. He'll merit that it should be for him a portion in the world to come. Yizchashiv Le Kilu Bani Almin. And be counted for him as if he creates, as if he builds worlds. Tov b'raisa is Bani Alma. That behold, with the Torah, the world was built. Yishtachlu and completed. Built from its inner light and completed from its surrounding light. So a person, when he learns Torah, is accessing the root creation energy of existence. So therefore, it's counted as if he builds the universe. Why is that? Because when Hashem created the world, this verse that we started with, Vayichulu Hashemayim, the end of that parsha is, Asher bo Elokim la'asos, Hashem made to do, Hashem created an imperfect world. The person learns Torah, he perfects the world. Through that, it's like he's building the world and creating it. How to see if that's written, Hashem mechochma yasod aretz, Hashem with wisdom, which is the Torah, Raisa mechochma nafkas, the Torah comes out of wisdom in its root. Yosad Eretz established the earth, which is Malchus, Konin Shemayim Bisfuna. He established Shemayim, which is Aran Pins Bisfuna, from the light of Bina. So Malchus is established with Chachma, and Shemayim Zeran Pin is established with Tfuna, with Bina. So even it's written, Veya Etzlo Omon. The Torah says, I was by him a tool. Hashem used the tool of the Torah to create the universe. Veya Shashuim Yom Yom, and I was frolicking by him day by day 2,000 years before the world was created. Dechol Dishtadol Bo. And anyone who strives in it, Shichlul Alman, completes the worlds, V'kayim Lei, endure for him, which means that everything is perfected. His life, which is the universe and the world of his life, is completed. Measure for measure, in this, that he's completing the universe, he was learning Torah. Togazin, come and see, Berucha, Ovid, Kutcher, Berucha, Alma, the only blessed be he made the world with spirit, Berucha, Miskaima, and the spirit endures. Berucha, Dinin, Deloy, Miraisa, the spirit of those that speak in the Torah. There's a living spirit inside of the Torah, and person says the words of the Torah, the living spirit, Mashiach energy, immortality is speaking through him and connecting with him, divine inspiration, and that enlivens the universe, connects it to its inner source. Chol shekain rucha dehevel deravoi, devei rab. And how much more so, the spirit of the breath of the children in cheder, since their breath is pure. So when they say the words of Torah, they draw a tremendous light of the Shechina, reveal the universe, and it says that the world stands upon it. Marav Tuvcha, how great is your good? The Zohar now explains this verse that it started off with. Da Tova, this gun is Lirecha. This is the good that is hidden. Those that fear you, Liyun Dachli Chato. Those that fear sin. A person who is concerned not to do something bad, he's constricting himself for the honor of Hashem. So, measure for measure, what Hashem constricted, what he hid, comes revealed to him. Palta Lechosim Bach, you've done for those that trust in you, hope in you. My Palta, what do you mean you accomplished? Over the Debrishis, this is the work of creation. Hashem did the whole thing for those that are hoping for him, that are connecting to him. Rabbi Abba says, Dogan Eden, this refers to Garden of Eden. Dogan Nusa, Ovid Le Kutribichu, Ba'ara, behold, in great craftsmanship, Holy One Blessed Be He made it in the world. Kagavna Delayla, in the same way as above. In other words, there is the lowest part of paradise is actually in this world, and is connected and aligned completely with all the levels above that are completely spiritual. And why did Hashem do that? Listakfa Beit Tzadikai, the righteous to be strong in, because that's where their souls hang out after they leave this world. I will be strong. The next one was Hashem. I believe that it's written, "Bochalta, you accomplished lachosim of those that are hoping you, negam neyodam, opposite people." Hashem did this for people that are hoping him their whole lives. The souls merit to be in this deluxe paradise, Gan Eden summer home, until the time Tchis Meis, until the time of the revival. Tohu neged neyodam, because it's opposite people for the sake of us. Asru neged ilon condition, place opposite the high holy ones, the souls. Amrim Shimon, Semrim Shimon, Gan Eden le'ela. Garden of Eden above, that's the part of it that's above this world, Negev Nei Adam, and when it says opposite people, Havi, Liskancha Beit Tzadikaya, to gather in at the righteous, to Avdi Rusa de Morayahu, that do the will of their master, that after they die in this world, so their souls go to paradise. And then it says they go to the lowest part of paradise, which is actually in this world, and like on Shabbos and Yom Tov, special times, the soul ascends through one pillar in that Gan Eden to the upper part of Gan Eden. So now, based on this whole explanation of the reward in the world to come, the hidden light that's given to a person, the Zohar explains this verse in the Genesis story. Vayichulu Hashemayim, the heavens and earth were completed. Vayichulu was completed. T'cholu uvdin de la'ila, for uvdin de la sata. That was completed, work above and work below, spiritual and physical. Hashemayim v'aretz, la'ila v'sata, the heavens and the earth above and below. That means Vayichulu complete. There was complete oneness and harmony and alignment and unification. Shimon Omar, Shimon says, Uvda v'umnusa d'iraisa shemachsav, the work and the craftsmanship of the written Torah, v'uvda v'umnusa d'iratora shabapeh, and the work and the craftsmanship of the oral Torah. Chol tzva'ah, that was completed. Since heavens and earth, the heaven is referred to the written Torah, which is the root of everything, it's like above, and the earth refers to the oral Torah, which concretizes everything, tells you nitty-gritty, the details of it, and that was the spiritual creation that Hashem finished in Genesis. So that automatically rested the world, because Hashem looked in the Torah and created the world, and the whole world comes out of the Torah. So the Torah is speaking allegorically in this level of explanation about Hashem completing the creation of the Torah, and through that, automatically, the world that comes from it. The Cholzvam and all the hosts were also completed. The verse says, and Elaine Prati derives, these are the details of the Torah. Happened the Raisa, the faces of the Torah, Shivim Panim the Torah, 70 faces for the Torah. Vechulu were completed, Iskaimu, the Endor, Ishtachlalu, Dovado, included one in the other. Shemaim Varetz, the heavens and earth, Pradu Klal, the detail and the general principle. Vechol Svam and all the hosts, Razi the Raisa, secrets of the Torah. The Chiyin the Raisa, the purity, parts of the Torah, Torah says something is pure, from the side of Kedusha, Mesavin the Raisa, impure things that the Torah says, that are things that the Torah says are not pure, coming from the left side. And it completed means that Hashem drew a line so we can know in this world everything, what side of the fence it's on the good side or the opposite, place that is possible to recognize him or otherwise. Through that, we know how to act in the world, connect with Hashem and everything.